How are you, Chief?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Well, you've been out on the road a lot, and you were in working with the election process also on Super Tuesday, weren't you?
That's correct. I was.
Tell us about that experience.
That was a great experience. I worked at one of the precincts here in Lansing Township and got an opportunity to see how the whole process works and get involved in it and see a lot of people and see the great turnout that we had.
And if one of those folks got impatient, a little out of line, you could slap some cuffs on them and calm them down a little bit there.
We didn't have that reason to do so.
Well, Chief, thanks so much for getting on the program. We've actually been trying to talk to you for a while, and you wanted to make sure that you had all the facts and information. It's about a sad story about two dying after an explosion and fire at a Lansing Township homeless camp. Tell us about that story.
Well, it is a tragedy. On the evening of Saturday, October 23rd, one of the structures that's in what an area we call Tent City, in the area of Clippert and East Kalamazoo Street, did ignite, and unfortunately, two people died as a result of that, and two people were able to escape that fire.
And I know that you couldn't release a lot of information because you had some challenges regarding contacting relatives.
That is correct. It was a challenge to find relatives and identify the bodies.
Well, tell me, you have done that, and I know that there have been some challenges in finding access to a proper burial for these two individuals.
That's correct. One of the individuals, David Hawkins, does have family here locally, and they, in fact, had the funeral service for their son last Saturday, and they seem to be fairly well set with their funeral arrangements. Unfortunately, the second person, John Donahue Jr., his family had not seen their father for many, many, many years since they were young children. And he didn't have any other family that I can find, and we are struggling trying to make sure that he is he's put to rest with dignity and peace.
And so what are you going to do to try to help that process?
Well, I've been working with the medical examiner's office and local funeral home. An account was established just yesterday. An account was established through the PNC Bank, which is the former National City. And it's called the John Donahue Memorial Fund. And if people wish to make a donation to help with these costs, they can go to any of the PNC banks and make a donation of their choice to that account. They tell us that the cremation costs are going to be about $1,100, and the state pays $365. So we're hoping to raise enough funds to make sure that this former Vietnam-era veteran is taken care of properly.
Now, this fire, the cause of it, do we know?
It's still undetermined, but our preliminary findings are that it was accidental. The structure that went up in flames was extremely dry, real combustible material, cardboard, pieces of branches from the woods, blue tarps. All that's very combustible, and it appears as though accidental, but we're still waiting for some things to come back from the lab to make sure there are no accelerants involved.
Chief, tell us about Tent City, which you have mentioned is located on Clippert and Kalamazoo. Tell us about how many people are there, what's it like, how many structures are there?
Well, depending on the time of year, depends on how many people are down there, but there are times when we'll have as many as 12 to 15, maybe probably more people. There are some people who live year-round down there. I think right now there's another three or four structures, and oftentimes more than one person will live in the structure. For instance, the structure that burned down on the 23rd had three people that called that their home. And so there's about three or four more structures down there. It's in a wooded area, and some of them are tents, some of them are a combination of materials.
Is it safe for people to be there? Is it legal?
You know, the legality of it, it's property that's in the wooded area. The people that I have had contact with down there and the calls that we have, they generally do not bother anybody. They're pretty resourceful. They'll go out and they'll pick up cans. They'll go through the dumpsters and find things to help their living conditions be a little more comfortable. But we don't find that they're necessarily violent, out of control people. They just have some troubles in their life.
So this is a situation where you just allow these folks to be there as long as they don't bother anybody.
That's right, because in my opinion, if we were to take down their structures and force them to move someplace else, they may move to an area that is more in closer proximity, some housing or some other businesses that may not deal with it as well as what we've found people are dealing with it now.
Is that public or private property?
That is that's a great debated issue. I believe that's owned by one of the municipalities in the area, but it's in Lansing Township. It's a right down by the river. It's a very densely wooded area, pretty damp down there. The ground's pretty spongy at times. Can't build on it, I don't believe. There isn't any other structures other than those homemade structures.
Well, it's a sad story, and
it
has really touched me from the aspect of I didn't know about Tent City, and I wondered how many people were down there, and we are having some efforts here through the radio program to find out what we can do to help. Because if folks are living outside in those kind of conditions, some choose to, some wish they had some other means, and so we were curious about that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, Chief. You know, I had another question. Couple years ago, into last year, there was a Lansing nightclub that had some issues. They had a rough crowd going in there, and there were shootings and knifings and fights and all types of problems. Now there is this establishment out in Delta Township, and they're having the same kind of issues. And I don't want you to comment on those specific cases because I don't believe they're in Lansing Township. But how do you deal with unruly crowds that consistently cause your police staff to have to show up at those places?
Well, those are difficult situations, and a lot of it is working very closely with the management and owners of those liquor establishments and try to come up with some solutions to the problems. A police presence sometimes with some people will do a great deal of good. Working with Liquor Control Commission.
Is it the responsibility of the establishment to make sure that these types of situations don't happen?
I think they bear a lot of the burden. They have a lot at stake. Not only do they have their business, but they have a liquor license, and there's a lot of issues that come involved with that liquor license and a lot of obligations. I think the liquor establishments do have a great deal of responsibility to maintain a good, safe place for people to go.
And we also, earlier today, played back an interview that we conducted yesterday with Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth as 12 of 13 townships decline an increase in their taxes in order to keep regular police patrols in their communities. This doesn't affect Lansing Township, but I just wanted to get your take. When you see and hear something like that, what's it make you think?
It makes me think that we have a lot of people in our community who are very careful of their finances because of the unemployment, the underemployment, the fixed incomes. And I think it's very unfortunate that we've come to the point where we don't have good police service in some of our out-county areas.
And finally, Chief, before I let you go, anything new and newsy happening in Lansing Township?
Nope, we've been busy. We've got great officers who are working real hard. And, you know, just like every other department, we have budget issues and we have staffing issues, but we're making the best of it and trying to provide good service for our community.
Kay Hoffman is the police chief for Lansing Township Police. Chief, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.